I Got Issues podcast is sponsored by Trevor Maynard of Investors Group. Find out how you can get your taxes done for free this tax year. You can contact him at his office at 416-491-7400 or via email at trevor.maynard@investorsgroup.com.
It was there the whole time, wasn't it?
Ba-dum-ba-bum.
There we go.
I got issues. Woo!
You got mad issues.
Welcome to another issue podcast. What is this thing called? What am I doing here?
What are you high?
Welcome to another podcast.
What are you high? Yeah.
Welcome to the I Got Issues podcast with your host, Jason Maynard. And?
James Wright.
James, what up, son?
Not much as usual, man. Same old
shit. I won't even bother asking you what you've done this week because you probably did
nothing.
As usual. Cool. Today we're doing the I Got Issues interviews. And we have a guest. His name is?
Jordan Empson.
Wow, full name.
Full name.
Shit. Might have to edit that out. Jordan, what's going on, kid?
Well, things are good. Day off, you know. Life at the Baton, as everyone knows, is pretty rough.
Well, you're going to be in for the tough questions today. I'm going to be asking the tough questions, and you got to give the shitty answers.
I am more than open to do that, my friend.
Since this is like the first interview podcast.
It's going to be rough.
It's going to be probably pretty terrible, and people will probably turn it off, but who cares? This is just for, we'll just pretend this is just for us, Jordan.
Why don't you just be positive? It could be epic.
Epic.
And people will be telling their friends about this.
This should be
low
epic,
expectations.
But people, I hate to break the news, are slackers. Jordan, didn't I ask you to give me a review on iTunes?
You may or may not have asked me to do that.
I did. You're probably high.
I don't even do that.
So you didn't even do that. So how do I expect things to, why should I be positive when, you know, I say to you, you have your iPhone with you. You can do it at any moment, at any time. And you still never did it.
Well, this is what happened, Jason.
Fill me in.
I was about to do the review because I'm a nice guy. You asked me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't figure out how to do the review on my phone. So I'm like, Jason, come over here. Show me how to do it. And you're too busy chatting up Montana.
Ouch.
Montana.
I don't know anything about what he's talking about. But that's not what happened.
But anyways.
Anyhow.
Oh, man.
So, Jordan, the reason why I desperately wanted to have you as a guest on the podcast is because you got a hell of a story.
I do.
It's pretty fucked up, but, you know, it'll be good for these kids out there to listen.
It's fucked
up. Well, listen, your story is no different than tons of other people out there, but, you know, I like seeing it firsthand, and I see it with my own eyes. You got such great potential as a young, budding
youth,
but you're getting near a point where you're going to throw it down the drain. So.
Well, that got really serious right there.
This is going to be
fucking real
serious.
Fast.
So, Jordan, what are your issues?
I have many issues, like everyone.
Yeah.
One issue that I have is depression.
Depression. I don't know how.
The big ugly word.
I don't know how people get depressed, man. I'm happy. Minus ranting about the idiots and the things I hate. Other than that, I'm pretty happy, guy.
Well, that's why you have the podcast.
Depression. How did this depression come about there?
Well, the worst thing about this depression is because it was self-induced in a way. Because when you go out with your friends and you're going out to all these raves and popping all these pills, you do that too much and it fucks with your brain. And my brain couldn't produce serotonin anymore. Hmm. And therefore, I got depression.
That's crazy.
That is fucked up. That's, I always tell people, don't. How old are you?
Like 20.
What? 20 years old. 20-year-old kid.
So young.
Fucking had the world by the balls.
Still do.
Now he has no more serotonin. Can't get happy. Oh, man. You know what? That's really shitty. And what were you going to school?
Yeah, I was going to school. They opened up this dope club that was, well, basically they burnt down the old club so they could build this new one. But because they were, like, it was under criminal investigation, this club couldn't have a liquor license.
Oh.
Because if you have a criminal record or whatever, you can't have a liquor license. So basically, it was, they had the best DJs in the world come in.
And they can't sell booze?
And they can't sell booze. So what do you think everyone's doing there?
A legitimate club?
It's a legitimate rave that you can go to.
We won't say what club it is because I don't want people knocking on my door.
Yeah, and everyone's just rolling. Everyone's dropping.
And so when you say this dropping terms.
Like, rolling. What exactly is rolling?
Listen, these kids these days, they got all fucking kinds of names for all this shit they're doing. I don't know what. The last time I checked, rolling was like something you do when you're on fire. Stop, dropping, and roll.
Rolling, it's just like, it's like being high. It's like when you're high on E or MDMA, ecstasy or MDMA, or some other fucked up shit.
What's your favorite shit? What would you like the best?
Good M.
Good M?
Like that's the pure M.
Pure M is the shit, eh?
Well, it's just, you know what's in it.
How do you know? Did you make it?
No, but I'm saying if it is pure M, I'm saying the ideal drug is something that's pure.
Were you never scared of, like, getting a bad pill, a bad batch of fucking this rat poison that people make in their toilet bowls?
I have had that.
Jeez, what was that like?
That was the worst. One time, I was bumping something, and it wasn't what I thought it was, and it turned out to be ketamine. That shit was fucked.
Was that what they call Special K?
Yeah.
And not the cereal?
Yeah. And Special that K. Was, it's basically, people use it as a date rape drug.
Whoa.
And it just was just like a completely paralyzing.
So you're out there thinking you're snorting like MDMA.
Yeah. At the club. At the club. This club I was talking about.
Who does this? How many kids are like you go to these places?
Well, it's sold out every show. I'll put it that way.
But like how many people are there? Like 20 or like
500? Hundreds.
That is just insane.
Like,
that's insane.
So all these parents,
like the big ones are 450, I think. 450.
All these parents are sending their kids out to university to go get smart. And they're going out and doing the dumbest shit ever.
No, but at the same time, some people that go there, they go there once a month. They do their thing. Maybe they'll have, some people will just go there, they'll pre-drink, they'll sneak in booze, whatever. And they can enjoy it. You do it once a month. I knew people that still came with me to the club, and they still got their shit done in school.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not talking about your schoolwork. I just saying it's crazy to be going out and getting fucking Special K or doing pure, looking for pure M.
It is crazy, but I look at it as when I first started experimenting with drugs, I would be like, trying to convince my friends to do drugs so that they could experience, I don't know what it is about when you alter reality, it's such a unique experience. Like it's just something, I don't know. There's something really amazing about it.
Unless, what's that, James?
And like alter reality, like what do you mean by alter reality? Like,
well, basically when you're high, that you're just altering reality, in my opinion.
I think that's fucked up.
That's crazy. And have you had like any like really good trips?
Of course.
And what was like one of like the best ones?
On mushrooms.
Were you seeing goblins?
No. I was, me and my friends, we were experienced, so we knew when we're sober, we're going to go to this forest and we're just going to adventure. And so when we're sober, we pack a backpack full of everything we feel we might need on shrooms. So we put in snacks, water, we put in our cell phones, a sweater if we get cold, and cigarettes. When we're on shrooms, smoke like a pack of cigarettes in like 3 hours. It was crazy. Like, seriously, though. Like, if it was weird if you weren't smoking. I don't know. And, yeah, it was just awesome. We were just running through the forest and, like, having the time of our life for, like, 3 hours.
What makes running through the forest on mushrooms that much better than running through the forest in the middle of the dark where it's fucking probably scary as hell anyways?
Because you're on mushrooms.
You see, you put me in the forest, I would be fucking terrified.
I would be definitely terrified.
But I'm a city kid. You're a, I don't know. You're a suburban kid. You're a suburban kid. What were you, beat by your uncle or something as a kid? What happened to you?
Nope. Oh. I'm European descent. I'm not hardcore white trash. Well, I guess white trash is down the line European, but
listen, these are your words, not mine.
I want to get back to more of this experience. So, what was it? So, what was it so good about it? Like, did you hallucinate? Did you like see things? Did the trees talk to you? Was it like Lord of the Rings when they started walking around and stuff? Like, what was the experience?
So we were with, there were seven of us that took them, and we went to the forest, and like there's these. My close friends who had done them before, like on shrooms, I feel like there's only certain people you want to do them with. And I knew I would like doing them with them because you're comfortable and you guys have just whatever. And there's three new people doing it with us. And so my friends just dipped because they were pissing them off and they're ruining their high or whatever. They're just bored of them. And then they were talking. This one girl is talking to me. She's like, Jordan, I can't feel my body. I'm like, you're fucked. And I just walked away. What is the forest?
You just left her.
Yeah, fuck it. And it's every man for himself.
Or woman. You should be the captain.
Her boyfriend was there. It's not about her.
You should be the captain of a cruise ship, apparently. Fuck you guys. Every man for himself. I'm out of here.
I walked down the pathway. And I see my friend sitting on the floor with no shirt on.
Oh, shit. Is this where it gets gay?
And he's like, Jordan, I was just texting you. I'm like, what? He's like, I don't know how to appreciate these trees. I appreciate them so much. I just don't know how to appreciate them more.
Holy shit.
And then I was looking at the trees and I was like, fuck, these trees are epic. And like they are, oh, nature, when you're on streams, is the best shit. We took our shoes off. We had half of our fun was walking around bare feet and just feeling the different textures of the floor.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That sounds pretty nice. Mushrooms, amazing. James, you ever do mushrooms?
I take the fifth. No.
You lived in Sudbury, obviously. You've done mushrooms.
Everybody's done mushrooms. Yeah, yeah. It's just
everybody should do mushrooms. Mushrooms isn't that bad. I don't care about mushrooms. That's barely a drug. I don't care about marijuana either. That shit's garbage. I want to get into the real shit. Give me that. Give me that.
Like the dirty stuff.
Give me that. I don't care about things that grow on plants and grow out of the ground. That stuff's all right by me. I want to talk about the shit that's made in a dirty bathtub in Idaho.
The bath salts?
Yeah, you into the bath salts? That's this new designer drug that these kids are doing.
Yeah, I read about that online and I was like, nah, not down. That's too sketch for me.
Yeah. So what's not? Well, like what's your what will you not do? Will you not do like heroin?
I would never do heroin.
Why not?
Because I have no desire to do heroin. It's
How did you get a desire to do ecstasy?
Because it's a recreational drug. Heroin's not a recreational drug. If you're going to a club and all your friends are doing it and it's just, you're there, it's part of the experience of being at the event, then whatever. But like when, I just can't think of a time where I'd be like, this is where I'm down for heroin right now.
Well, fuck, how do you get to a point where it's like, damn, I got this shitty M. I need some pure M. This is going to take me to where I need to be.
No, I'm not. It's not.
What's wrong with heroin? Heroin's supposed to be fucking incredible high. It's supposed to be incredible. Yeah. People will suck dick for heroin.
Yeah, heroin addict.
So, I mean, I never heard of junkies being hooked on MDMA and going out and blowing a dude for it. Exactly. So it can't be that good.
So another thing is my rule with drugs is I don't really do drugs that are like addicting. For example, I've never tried cocaine.
Why not? You're snorting other shit.
I don't know. Never tried it. I think it's dirty and it just leads to bad things.
You think cocaine is dirty, but you don't think fucking...
No, I know.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess you just make exceptions to the rule.
I say you want to get high. You do whatever you do, you be the best at it. You're going to get high, pick the best shit to get. Pick the best high there is.
What's the best high?
Heroin. I mean, that shit's supposed to be epic. I'm going to do heroin one day.
When you're on your deathbed, maybe.
When I'm 80 and I'm like, shit, I've already done everything, seen everything. Fuck it. Now it's time for heroin.
The bucket list.
Because it's got to be the greatest high of all time. If you really think about it, it's got to be that great. People get hooked that quick.
I don't know.
Be out on the street fucking selling your toaster to get a fucking fix. You'll do whatever it takes. That's
not because, I don't think it's because it's that good. I think it's just because you get hooked and your body develops the need for it. Or you're going to get withdrawal symptoms.
It's like Tim Horton's coffee, man. It's really not that good, but you do get addicted to it.
I like Tim Horton's coffee and I drink it every morning.
Case in point right there.
It's fucking good shit. Love it. Fuck Starbucks. Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about these drugs that you do. I've never done MDMA, and I don't ever plan on. I don't do my philosophy is I'm not going to do any chemical drugs.
That was my philosophy, and then I don't know why I broke the rule, and then it screwed me hard.
Well, you already broke one rule. You might break the heroin rule. Oh my God. Who's to say you won't?
Heroin rule.
Was it peer pressure that made you break that rule? Or like was it just
I think it was me. I think it was partially because I started trying like drugs like shrooms, and it's like crazier high than what I was used to, because like it's a big step up from like smoking weed, for example. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then if you like that feeling of, wow, this is cool. If I like just alter reality. If you,
doing mushrooms is like a psychedelic.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you have any problem with like other psychedelics like LSD?
I would be down. Probably
you'd be down.
There's actually my doctor told me, he's like, yeah, the MDMA, like you definitely have to stick off that. He's like, but LSD has actually shown for people who have depression to they feel better.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Afterwards. I've heard good things about LSD.
Seriously?
Yeah.
People crazy. Feel better afterwards?
Yeah, like it has like a positive impact on their depression.
I guess Steve Jobs said that too at some point in time, where like his best trip was when he was on LSD and it changed his life forever.
Shit. Did I already talk about how I wanted to go do that shit?
Yeah, I think you did.
You know what? I think you guys should do. You should take a tab, and then do a podcast on LSD.
You want me to take? I've already done LSD.
No, you haven't.
1997.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
I don't believe you.
You want me to name names who I did it with?
You don't have to name names, but tell me about this experience. What are you talking about? I don't remember. What?
I did this in Sudbury, Ontario.
Good old place. Sudbury. Everyone's dreams come true. I had no idea.
Yeah, it was fucked up. I did a lot of things with this one person.
Guy or girl?
We did acid. We did fucking ecstasy. That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's as far as it goes. But everybody was doing acid.
So, does that make it right?
It doesn't make it right, but now fucking I wouldn't even know where to find it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good question. Like, do you have like friends that you've met? Like, how do you go about getting this stuff?
Jordan.
Like when you're at like a club, like do you like know who to approach? Like how's it work?
I don't know. I never buy it at the club. Ever. That's the sketch. Well, I just have, you have your dealer and you pick it up beforehand. And if you have, you can get more, like you can have, although M is a sketchy drug, you can have a, like if you get it from a dealer who's a friend who you trust,
yeah,
who has had good experience with a certain batch, it's way more reliable to get off him and bring that into the club than it is to buy off of a random in the club, yeah, standing in the bathroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How long is your MDMA high for?
I'd say 3 hours, 4 hours.
And do you dance around with glow sticks and shit?
Yeah.
Sunglasses?
Yeah.
A soother?
I'm not that hard.
What's the deal with the soother? I always see like
you start grinding your teeth.
Yeah, you start grinding your teeth and clenching your jaw when you're on the M or E.
Yeah.
And so if you have something in your mouth, it prevents you from like biting your lips and chewing your lips apart.
But why a soother?
I don't know.
Because they're fucking babies. They're doing dope and dancing around a shitty music.
I've never put a soother in my mouth.
Oh my god, you guys are nuts.
I guess gum would be a good thing to chew, huh?
Yeah, that's what everyone does, bring a pack of gum. It's like the most valuable thing when you go into that club. Yo man, you got gum? No man, I only got 2 pieces left. Oh, and he goes running around asking everyone for gum.
This sounds so terrible.
It sounds like a business opportunity.
Yeah, it does.
A business opportunity. What's
gum and water.
Like, yeah.
You know, I went to the government with you one time, which is a club in Toronto.
It's a disaster.
And, you know, everyone's fucking getting all fucked up, but it's like 2 o'clock. Okay, last call for alcohol. I'm like, shit, these guys are going to be here all fucking night. I'm like, I better order. So I have to order like 6 beers. And I have to walk around with 6 beers till like 5 o'clock in the morning because these guys are flying. And I still never understood it. They just stare at each other, like waving light beams in their eyes and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. That stuff's crazy. I've seen the guys who come into the clubs with the gloves, and on the fingertips they have like little lights, and so they move their hands in such a way that it's just like a little light show. It's really fucked up.
Why do you think you hate reality for?
I don't hate reality at all.
So why are you trying to escape?
I'm not trying to. What are you running from? Say, yeah, I guess it is. I don't know if it's an escape.
You're trying to make your reality better in some sort of way?
It's an escape from reality because you like going to these other
zones or something.
These other fucking planets. Like, I don't have any problem with psychedelics. Like I said, I just don't know why young people will want to experiment with hardcore chemical drugs. Like, people die from taking one fucking hit.
Cause
it happens.
It happens.
Just saying. Because I'm not going to say like I was young and stupid because I'm like, it wasn't that long ago, but
you're still stupid.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, I was just too ignorant and too naive to think that anything bad would happen.
Now, does serotonin ever come back, or do you got to take a supplement or a pill or something?
Yeah, I've been on, antidepressants, which are very serotonergic based, and I've been on them for 8 months.
How do you feel it's working? Like, does it work?
Definitely helps.
And when you're not, when you don't take, like, let's say you're like, fuck it, I'm not taking a pill today. I'm gonna man up and fucking straighten this serotonin shit out myself.
Oh my!
Like, come on, be happy.
Like you can't watch like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and be like, oh, that shit's funny, or is that still depressing?
No. It's not like that. It's like if you're not depressed, you have your highs and your lows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're, even with depression, you have your high, you still have your highs and your lows. However, that baseline is just lower and you can't get back up to that higher baseline. You know what I mean?
When was the last time you were like really depressed, like down, like fuck, I want to get high? Like, do you ever want to go get high again? Or are you like, you know, I clearly shouldn't be doing that because it's fucked up.
Oh, like the M and stuff?
Yeah.
Never.
Never again?
Never again. Never. And I tell everyone now, that does do M and all this shit, I tell them what happens. I'm like, you know, I'm an example of why you should not do it. And so I'm trying to spread the word.
Are you visiting like high schools and stuff now? And
no,
still in high school.
Oh man,
it's good to let people know. I always tell people don't do drugs, but I mean, no one fucking wants to hear shit from me.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I tell people not to do anything. Stay sober. Sober is fucking amazing.
Stay home.
My life is great being sober. I don't know. I love being sober. Mine is drinking, where I love to get drunk, but who doesn't?
I don't know.
That's
James is on a sober tip right now.
What's the difference between smoking a joint and getting drunk? You're still escaping, you're sort of escaping reality by getting drunk.
No, it turns me into my alter ego.
Pedro
gives you that liquid courage,
the liquid jam.
Well, this is for one thing, smoking a joint, it's not fun. I don't know who came up with this idea that it's fun. It's terrible. It's not fun. You smoke a joint, you sit there, you fucking stare at a TV like, holy shit, you laugh at Beavis and Butthead. Otherwise Beavis and Butthead would never make TV. It's not that funny. I watch it sober all the time. I'm like, what are people watching? It's terrible. You got to be high to watch that. It's no fun. When you're high, you don't want to go dancing and shit. You just want to stand there and like
chill
out. Yeah, dude. Let's go snowboarding tomorrow when we're sober. You know, I don't know.
Oh man.
I don't know. These drugs, man. Everybody's got to. Just think about it.
I think it's cool that you learned your lesson, though.
Yeah, the fucking hard way.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hard way.
Could have been worse. Could have been worse.
Yeah. You could not be here right now.
Exactly.
A lot of people have depression these days, and there's tons and tons of people on antidepressants because they get so low. Like, you see all these athletes now with all their concussions and shit like that. They all got some sort of depression.
Yeah.
And they also have high suicide rates. Your depression get that low? You ever get that bad?
Yeah.
What?
Well, no, come on. Not recently, but when I first came back from school in April, it was that bad.
Is that why you came back from school?
Well, I came back from school. I realized that I was diagnosed in April. And so that was like right after exam. So as soon as I found out, I just didn't write my exams and I just came home.
Shit. What did your parents have to say about that?
My parents, what do you mean?
Were they like, did you tell them you didn't write your exams and you just took off?
Oh, it was under the academic advisement not to write them. Because if I didn't write them, I could claim like I had a mental illness. That's why I didn't do well on the course. And so I did that, and now all those courses are off my transcripts.
I see.
Lucky. So
you're a fucking smart guy after all.
Yeah, you are pretty smart to be.
Yeah, man.
Do that. So what's the plan? Are you still in high school? Are you going back? What's going on?
He's not in high school.
No?
What? He's 20 years old.
Well, I don't know. How old are you when you graduated from high school? 19?
Like 17.
17?
17? What the? I've been out of school for too long, man.
I did 2 years at 8-year-old, and then now I'm taking a year off.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And then I came back here, and then I'm going back to school next year.
And you think you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be good.
Yeah.
I'll be good.
You're not going to run into the old friends?
No, not if I'm in a new environment.
So you're going to go to a different school?
Different school.
Sorry.
Are you staying in Toronto?
No.
You're going out of town again?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, shit. You know, I've partied at pretty much every single one of these colleges, universities across the country, and if you go to a small town, they're all pretty much the same. You're gonna run into the same knuckleheads that are gonna try to pull you in. My thing would hang out with the engineers.
Engineers, yeah,
they're like losers, but they have keg parties. They drink. They don't do drugs.
I hung out with four engineers actually while I went to the school.
Shit. Probably knew how to construct fucking pipes and all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
I don't really know how much it matters. I was gonna say, so all these people that you hung out with back in the day, and like, you know, you did all like these crazy drugs and stuff. What are they doing now? Are they successful businessmen and women, doctors, lawyers?
Like, is everybody else? Did they? Because clearly, this doesn't happen to everybody who does drugs or whatever.
Yeah, some people.
Did everybody else make it through? Okay, their experimental phase.
Nope. I know a couple people who had pretty much the exact same result as I did.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So, might have been a bad batch, I guess.
Yeah.
Fucking risking your life. It's like dance around. Yeah. Dark club, wearing sunglasses so nobody knows who you are. Is that the reason why you wear sunglasses?
It's not so no one knows who you are. It's because your eyes usually look fucked. And when you're dancing, you're just in your own zone, and I don't know what it is about putting sunglasses on. It's like people can't see your eyes, and there's something about that that's, I guess, more comfortable when you're high.
I'm gonna go get high tonight. Do you know where I can get some M? Or do they call it Molly?
Is that like the code word for it?
There's all kinds of stupid names.
I don't know.
Come on, Jordan. What do you call it?
M? I don't have any slang for M. Some people say
M is slang enough for me.
Yeah, there's no real slang for M that I know of.
So you smoke a lot of pot?
Depends what you classify as a lot.
Oh, then you smoke a lot. Do you smoke every day, you would say?
Yes.
Smoke weed every day.
Every day?
Like, weed doesn't, that doesn't make you depressed?
No.
No?
No.
It's not really an upper. I guess it's not really a downer, though.
But why do you smoke weed every day? Is it to cope?
I don't think it's to cope. I just think it's, like, I just enjoy it. I don't think I use it as a coping method. I think I could cope without it.
Do you think you could not smoke weed every day?
Yeah, because I've gone through phases within the past couple of years of smoking every day, smoking once a week, smoking once a month, smoking, going through 4 or 5 month breaks. So I know.
Bullshit. Like,
no, man.
No. 4 or 5 months breaks? Come on, man.
Yeah, me and my buddy, we're like, what the hell, man? We're just lazy and we do nothing. When we're blazing.
That's what marijuana does.
Exactly. Yep. And so we said, why are we doing this? So we just stopped. We sort of just stopped blazing over the whole summer. And then we blazed one day. Just we're like, we used to do it. Like, maybe we're just idiots and we're forgetting how good it is. And we blazed one day. And we're like, why the hell did we do this?
Yeah, but now you smoke every day.
Again. Yeah, because I got back. I got back. And
I don't know. You sort of answer your own questions, and so what's the point of doing it every day? Like, I really don't care about marijuana. I think it's perfectly fine. Should be legal.
Natural, yeah, exactly.
I don't care. I mean, it's just not a great motivator. You want to do shit. You don't smoke weed before you want to. Some people actually smoke weed and get a lot of shit accomplished, but people I know who smoke weed don't do shit. They live in the same fucking neighborhood I live in. Shitty one.
Do nothing all day.
All day. All night. All day.
There must be some success stories, though. There must be some anomalies, you know what I mean? Like, where, like, some of your friends have, like, gone on and, like, done some cool stuff. Is there? Like, anyone who's, like, successful in some sort of way? I don't know. There must be some.
Of course, man.
You know what I mean? Like, someone who's, like, doing, like, all this M and, like, just one day is just owns his own.
Well, there's tons of people
online who, business or something.
There's a ton of people out there who 100% believe in psychedelics, yeah. And they believe in mushrooms. Some people equate mushrooms and with the Bible. There's tons and tons of stories about mushrooms being amazing, and it's an amazing experience. It takes you to different dimensions. It could really open up a lot of people's minds, and it can be very enlightening. People are doing LSD, ayahuasca. I told you I want to go down to Peru to do ayahuasca.
What about peyote?
Well, I don't know what peyote is, but it sounds fucked up.
It's a plant. It's like you take peyote buttons, and apparently it's just the most ridiculous, like, acid-like high.
Well, I'll do it. As long as I'm not going to have any permanent damage to my brain, I'll give it a shot. I don't want to fuck myself up. I don't. I love serotonin. I need that. But tons of people do it. I want to go to Peru to do ayahuasca, and that's just a brew of these leaves and plants and stuff. You start throwing up and you start shitting.
And that's part of the high.
The people are chanting. You get, it's in a controlled environment. Like you go into the jungle in Peru, and then you have this experience over a week, and you come out. It's supposed to be incredible.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! A week?
Yeah, you go for a week, but you don't do that. It doesn't last the week.
Oh, geez.
You have like three ceremonies over the course of 1 week.
That's crazy.
It costs like $2,000. I already looked it up.
I'm going there
next week. It's run by a shaman, and then they chant and shit, and you do this, and you start puking everywhere, and they give you buckets to puke and shit in, and then you go into a whole another world.
Why do you want to do this if you're gonna be puking and shitting? And
because in a jungle, that's an experience. But
you're gonna pay money to go.
All right. Don't tell me you've been high. You never been high on this MDMA. You just dance around like an idiot for 3 hours. And when you start shitting and puking, now we're into a whole new world. I'm serious though. It's a big thing.
Oh, my God.
It's a big thing. And one day I'll do it. I will.
I don't doubt you at all. That's hilarious.
It's an all natural thing. It's not like.
You know what? You should wear one of the GoPro head cams for the whole time.
What is that, like a camera on my head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that. This is a sacred thing, man. I don't want to disrespect anybody. If you guys want the experience, you guys go into the jungle and get it done. Peru. They do it in Peru and I think like Brazil. Who knows?
Let's do it this fall.
2 Gs? I don't know about that.
This fall.
Still got to get there.
It's 2 Gs to do the experience. Mm. That's ridiculous.
It's not that ridiculous. I'll recommend it to everybody after I do it. So what's we get? I don't know. It's better than fucking doing all kinds of like Special K or like cocaine, crack. I don't know.
Heroin.
Nothing's better than heroin. Heroin's the all-time greatest.
So they say.
It's the winner of drugs. So what else is going on besides you're fucked up, you're all depressed now, whatever.
Yep. Is that tripping you out?
No more serotonin. Like, are you upset? Do you regret all that shit?
Of course I regret it.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm so frustrated with myself because now I have to deal with depression, which is terrible and hard thing to deal with. And knowing that it could have all been avoided if I wasn't just such an idiot when I was away at school.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Yeah. All your friends white?
No.
No?
No.
You had black guys going out to the club with you doing this shit?
Not too many.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Thought so. I think we talked about this the other day on the other podcast. It's like, you don't go into these raves and see black people doing that stuff. I don't know why. Why do you think that is? I don't know. You hang around these circles, Jordan. Why do black people not get invited to the M parties?
I wouldn't say they don't get invited. There was this one time, I remember, I brought a black friend. He'd never been to any sort of event or DJ, anything like this. So I brought him one time, and he's like, man, he's like, I'm the only black guy in here.
Welcome to our world.
He's like, I stick out so much. He's like,
did you give him a glow stick quickly and say, wave this around really quick?
You fit right
put
in.
Put your sunglasses on.
They can't see you.
But he ended up having a good time.
I'm sure it's fun. I've gone to some of this stuff.
Yeah, I have too.
It's ridiculous though. I don't know why. Do black people just smoke weed and that's it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Listen, I don't know. I'm whitewashed.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it all out, man. I'm just trying to find out like why, how do certain groups fall into, why does this stuff reach certain people and not other people?
Well, you know, maybe it's the cost.
Is MDMA expensive?
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's like,
What are you going to pay for one hit?
$10.
Oh, $10?
That's it?
Yep.
It's fucking cheaper than crack.
Yep. It's not, it's pretty cheap.
That's dirty.
Same price as a gram.
I would never buy it. So a gram's still going for $10?
Yeah, man.
Holy what? Shit. When's inflation going to catch up? It's been going for $10 for 50 years.
Yeah.
Don't you find it funny some things never go up in price? Like a gram is still $10, even though it was $10 in 1980.
Yeah.
A lap dance is still $20. It's $20 in 1982. The price of bread in 1982 is 50 cents. Now it's $4. But a lap dance, still $20.
Gotta take advantage of these situations.
Oh, very strange. Man. Super strange. I went to the strip club last week.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah?
Went to the Brass Row.
And what happened there? What was it for? It wasn't your birthday.
No, no. You know, sometimes I just want to go and have a good meal and sit down at Pervert's Row. And
the filet mignon is supposed to be really good there.
It's incredible. one of my friends came into town and he's like, come and meet me at the Brass Row. He's there with his girlfriend, whatever. I was like, all right.
His girlfriend?
Yeah, man.
Why would he take his girlfriend there?
His girlfriend wanted to go. She likes it. Whenever they come to Toronto, they go out to the strip club. She's into it. I don't ask questions.
Does she get on stage?
No. She should, but she doesn't.
What does she do? Does she get girls on her?
No, she just sits there and watches, really. She doesn't get lap dances. She likes going, so whatever.
Interesting.
I mean, some girls love going, and then other girls will jump on top of them, and it gets all crazy. But for her, I think she just likes hanging out at the strip club. I don't know. Who knows, man?
Who likes hanging out at the strip club?
A lot of people, believe me.
Women, I'm saying.
Listen, you think you got depression? You go to the strip club. You look at these guys sitting there in the front row just drooling. Now that those guys are, if they're not depressed, they need some serotonin. Those guys need something else going on because they love, like, the have strippers come over, sit on their laps, blah blah, you know. And then the strippers, clearly it's their job. A stripper came to me, she's like, do you want to dance? And I'm like, no. She's like, why not? I'm like, I'm just not into dancing. I'm like, why aren't you dancing for all these other people? I'm like, you're fucking hot. How come nobody else wants to dance? She's like, I want to dance for you. I was like, oh, well, you're just doing your job. You see, your job is to come to me and tell me you're into me, make me feel like I have a chance with you, but clearly I don't. You're working. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm like, you know what? I just don't do lap dances. And she's like, why not? I said, because it's ridiculous. It's $20 for a 3-minute song. I'm like, you give me the extended version of Stairway to Heaven or something. Like, give me like a 10-minute song to like justify. I'm like, there's nothing happens. It's just a big tease. It's so silly. But she'll pick up other guys. Like, other dudes will be like, oh, yeah. And she just, you can see her walking. Like, she'll hold his hand and to walk back to the fucking room. And
yeah,
you know, she's just like, oh, yeah, I'll get this guy for 3 songs, $60. 2 more dances and I can buy an iPad, you know?
Or 5 songs.
Or 5 songs. You just stay back there all fucking day. I'm not a big lap dance guy, but
you do like the filet mignon.
I think that it's quite silly. A lot of drugs inside of the strip clubs, though. Holy.
What, you've tried to get drugs there?
No. You can tell that these broads are on drugs.
Why, they're wearing sunglasses and have glow sticks?
They got the Bobby Brown jaw.
What's that?
Josh is moving. I mean, when people do cocaine, their mouth acts all weird. Gets fucked up. You ever party in strip clubs there?
I went to a strip club once on my 19th birthday.
Did you get a lap dance?
I did.
How was it?
I thought I did not enjoy it because
she was fat.
She was just dirty stripper. Like, I don't know.
Hey, maybe she's just you know, the student trying to pay for her tuition. Did you ever think about that? She doesn't have to be a dirty stripper. She could just be a normal girl. Somebody's daughter you're talking about. You understand
this? She was like 30. I don't know.
It's still somebody's daughter.
I'm aware.
Did you get a boner?
Not at all.
No. Yeah, right. First lap dance. Sure you did.
No, man.
No?
No.
Ah, whatever. To each their own. So I guess I'm done interviewing you. I guess what did we learn today, everybody? Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
The moral of the story.
Yeah.
The moral of today's story is don't do MDMA unless it's pure M. Then it's okay. Don't do ecstasy without your sunglasses on. And for God's sakes, don't try heroin. Marijuana, perfectly fine. Who cares? No one cares about marijuana anymore. Mushrooms, go ahead. Gives a shit. Do it in the woods. I'll be running around the subway with the fucked up on mushrooms. I don't need to see that. And cocaine is 30 or something, and he's got no serotonin. He's depressed. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, man, I think you covered it pretty well.
And your parents are fine with your depression.
Yes, so they're not aware that it was drug induced.
Well, why don't you just tell them?
Yeah,
because that'd break their heart.
Who cares?
I care.
What's gonna break their heart that you did drugs?
Yeah.
Don't you have an open relationship with these people? You can't talk to them.
No, I could. It's not that I'm scared to tell them. I just don't want them to feel bad.
Why would they feel bad
or anything? I don't know. Just
might be the greatest thing that you could eat. I've already talked to you about this. And I told you you should tell them. That way you can just get it off your chest.
Is it bugging you though?
Not really.
Well, then don't say anything.
Yeah.
Never listen. Never listen to James. James.
Well, if it's not bugging, I'm
trying to work on material for the next podcast. See what happens after he tells his parents. Not allowed out of the house anymore. Can't send you away to school. You got to be homeschooled. I still think that you should tell them. That way you could just be completely honest with everything.
Nah,
you should tell them everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, you tell your parents everything?
It's this. I'll tell them everything they need to know.
Exactly. Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. And you want to know what? I do tell my parents everything. My parents want to know something, I'll tell them. I don't care.
If they ask.
If I had a problem, I would tell them.
Yeah.
And they don't do shit about it. But, you know, I haven't really put myself in a position where I've done anything really that stupid that I needed to be like, I have to tell you this crazy thing, but
yeah.
I still would. I don't know, but I guess my relationship is different.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel good that I can tell them whatever. It's like, what are you going to do to me? I'm fucking 100 years old. I can do what I want. I'm a man.
This feels like an after-school special all of a sudden. I don't know why.
Because this is what it is. This is what... This is to teach the masses.
No, it's true, though.
About the effects of
drugs.
Doing these chemical drugs. Just stick to marijuana. Everyone, just smoke a little weed.
Drugs are bad.
I don't even smoke weed. I'll tell people to smoke weed. Who cares? The high person's never done anything. They're not motivated to do shit. You know?
Oh, man. Well.
Well. What do you want to hear? Tales from the trip?
If we have to.
Oh.
No. Let's hear some let's hear some stories on drugs. On Tales from the Trip.
Yeah? Drug stories?
You have like 10 minutes.
Why?
Well, it's an hour session.
I don't... Oh. But I already talked about Amsterdam, didn't I?
Did you?
I think so.
I don't know.
Pretty sure I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did. That's really... Oh. I did drugs somewhere else, but I don't want to talk about it.
What? Why not?
Because I don't want people to know.
You know what? Look how open I've been. Now,
I think you should get it off your chest.
Exactly. Take your own advice. Get it off your chest.
I don't have to get it off of my chest because it's... I didn't... I didn't do it on purpose.
What do you mean you didn't do it on purpose? What do you mean? You drank an ice cube and you got high, or what happened?
I was... I was in one of these countries, and I already told you about snuff. It's like this tobacco, but it's in a powder base.
Okay.
And you snort it.
Okay.
But it tastes and it smells like Vicks vapor rubs in your nose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's my slur.
No, but I mean, like, what's snuff, though? Snuff, is it a drug?
No, it's not a drug. They sell it at all the tobacco, like, where they sell cigarettes, cigars.
They do it in the States, too.
It's legal there. It's just not legal here.
So what's the story?
The story is that somebody put something else into their snuff container, and I helped myself to his snuff container, and it wasn't snuff. That's the story.
Oh, the truth be told, that's crazy. Well, I don't even have to guess on what happened there.
Yeah, I was dancing with glow sticks. I had soothers. All kinds of shit.
Wearing sunglasses and just tripping out.
Tripping out.
Well, I have to say that I think it's good that you learned your lesson, Jordan. I love you a lot. Look at this guy. I'm professional over here.
Yeah.
So he's getting at me for talk on the phone.
I'm doing the podcast right now. Love you a lot. Why?
You gotta put on speaker. That's the rule.
It's the rule. If someone calls, you gotta answer your phone.
Right, you're on speakerphone. I'm cut.
Nice.
So I don't have to work?
No, but only if we go out later.
We're gonna go out later. Where do you wanna go?
Do we get to have a sleepover?
Of course.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
So am I.
Oh my god. Okay, anyways, I should be done around 8 o'clock, so.
All right, I'll come by. I'll come by around 8 o'clock, and I'll see you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
All right. Well.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh shit!
Did she even realize that?
Who cares?
Who cares?
No one's listening into this shit, anyways.
No, that's true.
You got your fans.
I know. Yeah. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't do any fucking special care or anything like that. Just a little... It was terrible, and I'm embarrassed, and this is why you shouldn't put anything in your nose.
Well put.
No drugs. Drugs are bad.
And that's it. Jordan, I appreciate you coming on here. It's very brave of you.
Oh, I appreciate you having me.
A lot of people wouldn't do that because they don't have the balls. To tell their story. It's a hell of a story.
No, it is. It's incredible, actually.
And I didn't think that you would come on and be this open, but yeah. I think that if people will listen to it, and you know, put it this way, people are still idiots. They already know the effects, and they'll still take their chances.
Yeah.
So, you know, it says right on a pack of cigarettes, it's gonna fucking make your dick limp, and people still smoke.
Yeah.
But hopefully somebody will just be, maybe if one person's like, you want to know what, today I'm not going to do MDMA.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the only reason why I'm so open about it, is to try and, you know, let people not make the same mistake I did.
So don't do it, everybody. You want to keep your serotonin, fucking stay off that shit. It's not good for you. Smoke weed. Do mushrooms.
Are you telling people to do these things?
Yes. I'm an advocate.
What happens if people don't even do these in the first place? Now you're telling them not to do this. Then you're going to get sued.
Listen, kids. All you kids out there, smoke weed. Find your nearest dealer. Buy some weed. Buy a gram. Cost $10. Go out and get some mushrooms. All right? Fucking go into the woods and fucking figure shit out.
Play bongos on the trees.
And you know what? Listen, if kids are listening to this, it says explicit on iTunes. If the parents aren't doing their job. Okay? Everything comes back down to parents anyways. If Jordan's parents would have smacked the shit out of him when he was a kid, maybe he wouldn't have. He would have been like, "Shit, I can't do MDMA."
Still have a serotonin.
I can't even spell MDMA. What does that stand for, anyways?
It's a chemical something. I don't even know.
Is it on that? What's that chemical chart thing in school?
Periodic table of elements.
That thing. Is all that shit on?
No, because it's not an element.
Oh shit!
Oh my God, Jay.
Listen, I'm a dummy. Oh my God. What do I know? There's got to be something in there that's on that list.
Like components.
What does it stand for? What the fuck does MDMA stand for?
I don't know. Google that shit.
Well, I'm just happy to know that Jordan is still smart. Smarter than Jay, who has not done drugs.
Listen, I told you I did drugs when I was a summer. That's why I'm fucked up. But listen, I've never done any hardcore drugs. I've never done... I've done hardcore drugs, I guess, but...
I guess.
I'm not a drug addict. I don't do drugs anymore. I don't do fuck all. I'm sober.
Right now.
Always.
But tonight with Rima. Oh. What up?
We having a party.
Having a party. All right.
That's going to be great. Well, it stands for holy fuck. You put this in your body. Methanol dioxide methamphetamine. Mean.
Where's the A? What's the A?
I don't know.
They just slap an A on there? What is it?
Yeah, basically.
It's methyl dioxide methamphetamine.
Amphetamine, there you go.
Whatever, I'm fucking can't read. I'm still woozy from 97. What do you want? That shit stays with you forever. there's your other example. This really wasn't about you. This was about the show, how stupid I am for playing drugs back in the day. All right, everybody.
Hooked on phonics.
Don't get anyone pregnant.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, man. It's that simple.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people have to tell you. But if you want to try, go right ahead. Your serotonin's on the line.
That's hello. Cool. Serotonin.
No answer.
Oh, where are you?
All right, everybody. Download the podcast on iTunes. Leave a review. Jordan.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for everybody for all of your support. And everyone's still downloading it, which is still cool. People are still watching or listening to it. It's cool. Twitter. Whoever is listening in Ghana.
Ghana.
What up?
Leave me a comment with your name. I want to shout you out. Yeah. Who's listening in Ghana?
Seriously, you got listeners in Ghana?
As a listener, there's only, I take it, it's only one listener because it's like one view, one listen, one download each time. But there's somebody in Ghana listening to this shit. And I want to know who you are.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know what? That'd be cool if somehow leave a comment and maybe we can have you as a guest.
You leave a comment. I want to know what's going on in this Ghana.
Yeah.
In Africa.
Yeah.
I got some African questions. Maybe that. I've never been to Africa. The closest I've been was African Lion Safari. But if it's anything like that, then it's crazy. I want to know about Ghana. So whoever's out in Ghana, listen to this. Leave a comment on Podomatic or get onto Twitter at I Got Issues with 2 S's or find me on Facebook. You better find me. I want to hear from you. And that's it.
All right.